Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the CCA Global Meeting in Orlando, and I'm with Bonnie Fenwick, the president of Best Buy Floors in Jacksonville. Bonnie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a couple years since we've talked. Let me give a quick rundown. You're second generation. Your father started this business in 1977. And you've expanded. You've got 6 retail locations, but you also have a very healthy builder business, right?
We do have a healthy builder business, yes.
And you have both Carpet One and Flooring America, right?
That's correct. We have 3 Carpet Ones, 2 Flooring Americas, and the builder division.
All right. How's business now?
Business is starting to see a little bit of an uptick. 2024 was a little rough. Our volume was down, but we were still profitable. 2025 is starting to look pretty good.
Well, that's good. A couple things. I'm in your market. I live there, and I'm seeing you advertise. And you're doing traditional advertising. I mean, I'm seeing some TV advertising, right?
That's correct. We have found that getting more out in our local community is actually working better for us, you know, making the spots more oriented to what's going on in the specific areas.
Explain why you decided to do some Carpet One and some Flooring America.
Well, we wanted to own the market. Jacksonville's just a big area, and why not be the competition? So that's what we did.
One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is you're a board member. You know, that's a great honor, I'm sure, for you. I'm sure your dad's proud. Tell me what it's like to be on the board of CCA.
Well, it's wonderful. It's challenging. You know, CCA is quite an organization. There's a lot of divisions, and it's great working with the management team for each of those divisions and hearing their initiatives that they have in place.
This board has kind of morphed a little bit. I mean, with the leadership changes, depending on, you know, who's on top and how they want to structure the board, we're seeing some changes there, right?
We have seen some changes. It's more geared towards the membership now. All of us are owner-operators. It's working out very well.
So said differently, Howard used to bring people in that were geniuses in their own field, and they would be great advisors thinking about a widget or how to run a generic business. But now you've got the board members that are more taken from the membership, like you, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So we listened to Connor Locar yesterday. He's the ITR economist, and he speaks every year to this group, and he was optimistic, but also said it isn't going to be like it was in 22, right?
He did say that, and I'd like to just completely ignore the last 5 minutes of his conversation, but it was good. Connor always does a good job in giving us a forecast, and it allows us to go back and work on our businesses a little bit.
One thing I noticed, because I live there, you live there, in Florida, he said building permits are down 16%, which is an eye-opener, but you were telling me that it may be looking a little better than that, right?
I think we are. We were down last year. He's on it as far as the starts for last year. I mean, we felt that pain. But like I said, just this week, you know, we're seeing an uptick. We've got some good news from some builders who are ready to start pushing dirt around.
So you're a member also of a subset of CCA Global's, the FEI group, right?
Well, not any longer. We went ahead and redirected all of our builder business through the Carpet One and pulled out of FEI Group this past year.
And that's interesting to know. Well, let's talk a bit about installation. You know, they talk about this issue we have nationally with not enough installers. So what are you seeing in your market?
We seem to have a good pool of installers. It's keeping them busy now that we're starting to see a little bit more with installations. So our installers are typically quite loyal to us. It's just making sure the quality of the work is there.
It's kind of like if you take care of them, they take care of you, right?
That is exactly right. So what we've done is we take good care of the lead installers, and he in turn takes good care of his apprentices.
So in your role and knowing what you do about CCA Global and the help they're able to give their members, what advice would you have to retailers who are out there who are trying to figure out how to take share in their marketplace?
I think you always got to be looking to diversify your business in one way or another. Don't just stay in a lane and put blinders on. be, you know, head on a swivel and be looking around for that next big thing that could help diversify your business.
Last time we talked, you one of the pilot groups for Retail 2.0. Now all 900 stores have that. Have you also gone with the Kiba expansion?
Well, the Kiba is a great division to get into. Jill Lombardo and their group do a fantastic job with Kiba. We do cabinet and countertops in our area, not through Kiba, but that said, they've been a great resource for us on any questions that we might have and assistance we may need.
Let's go back to 2.0 one more time for a second. Now that they've added these kiosks and you've got a year or two of experience with that program, was it a good decision to go with it?
It was the best decision because it updated all of our showrooms. I had somebody tell me the other day that they didn't realize how outdated the showrooms looked with our Select-A-Floor system, which worked beautifully for 20 years, but they didn't realize how outdated it was until they got the Retail 2.0. It makes it so much easier to work with the consumer when they come in.
Are your RSAs happy with it?
Oh, they love it. That's their go-to.
Bonnie, what would you say is the biggest benefit of being part of CCA Global?
Probably the fact that you can reach out to the other divisions and let them help you, guide you. And the biggest benefit is that CCA does the heavy lifting for you.
So they've got a staff of people out there that can allow you to focus on your market, and they give you the solutions on the back end, right?
Very resourceful, yes.
All right, Bonnie, it's great to spend time with you again. Been talking to Bonnie Fenwick, a board member with CCA Global and also the president of Best Buy Floors in Jacksonville. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.